Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report. Today on Gatorade. It's coming up in just a few.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Let's do it! Hey, this is Dr. Phil with my new radio show, But Enough About You. Okay, you've probably written a letter to my next guest at one time in your life, and most likely even sat on his lap, too. And no, I'm not talking about Cowboys coach Bill Parcells. I can only mean the one and only St. Nick, Santa Claus. Okay, now, Santa, what exactly are you trying to hide from me today?
I'm afraid I don't understand. I'm not hiding anything. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, don't make me put you on a polygraph, fat man, because I will, okay? I mean, obviously you're suffering from a crippling guilt complex, and Oprah's the same way. I mean, if you've seen her show and read her books and seen her tapes, one day she's shooting hobos near the underpass, and the next day she's giving everybody in her audience a new car. Okay? I mean, hey, you don't have to walk in on your grandparents having sex to figure out why the smell of Ben Gay makes you queasy. What are you compensating for? Look me in the face. Is it the fact maybe you like to beat elves with a sock full of peanut brittle?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, promise me this. If I get you help, if I send a team full of experts with a corpse-dipping dog to the North Pole, will you come clean? I mean, how many little elf skeletons would they find on the tundra, okay?
Oh, I pass out toys because it makes children happy. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, St. Nick, let's back up. Do your reindeer have the trots? You're not thinking straight. I mean, don't you know you can't buy affection? That's why I never try to kiss the hooker on the mouth until after she's been paid, okay? Then I know she's puckering up because she truly wants me. I mean, money's not an issue at that point because there's already 220s on the dresser under the good book, okay?
Oh, Philip. Where does all this jealousy come from?
Okay, and now you're bringing a cat to a dogfight. I mean, first of all, I'm a Texas cowboy who's pretty big stuff with more books and tapes than you can fit in your sleigh. I'm not jealous. I mean, hey, I could have people singing songs about me and sitting on my lap, too, if all I wanted was to draw attention to myself. But Dr. Phil doesn't roll that way. I try to help people without making a big fuss. I mean, you can read about that in my latest book. It's called Make Checks Payable to Dr. Phil. Okay. That's all the time we have today. I'm Dr. Phil. Hey, remember, it ain't about you and take on today. Well, by the way, St. Nick, I've got stacks of books. What about you? You have any books?
You ever hear of a little book called The Night Before Christmas? Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, shut your candy cane hole, okay?
All right, it's go time.
Get ready for a sleigh ride to your face.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Got a couple guests here. This is very exciting. We're hanging out with Drew Storen, former Major League Baseball pitcher. And once again, Josh is a denier.
Well, I just haven't seen any...
Any proof?
Any compelling evidence.
Oh, really?
That photoshopped baseball card that was put up earlier didn't do anything?
No, fake. The world of AI.
You could fake anything. And I believe we're going to be joined by one of my favorite comedians. There he is. Yay! Look at that handsome guy. That's Greg Warren. And
huge baseball fan, Greg Warren is.
And Greg, we got a professional baseball pitcher, formerly from the Major Leagues. It's Drew Storen.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
I think what Tom meant to say was formerly of the Major League.
Yeah, but he stumbled on the most important part.
Yeah, he played for the Nationals. We faced him, I think, 2012 or 13 in a NLDS. I remember, and he pitched against us a lot.
Cardinals fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're welcome for that.
Oh, really? Not your best game?
Man, I still can't believe that game because I remember you well. He was a really good pitcher, Josh. You need to shut your mouth.
Well, I'll have to see some footage at some point.
Yeah, mostly out of the bullpen, right, Drew?
Oh, that's all I was.
He was a real good pitcher, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, Josh is denying it much the way he denies vaccines. It's just one of those things. He's a conspiracy theorist. Greg, I saw your show just a month or so ago. It was wonderful. And I understand you did a special taping last weekend. I heard it went great.
It went pretty well. Yeah. Josh and Christy and Oske were there. It was a lot of fun.
What's going to happen to that thing?
They decided to toss it.
All right. Well, these are when the hard choices. Sometimes notes turn into just chuck the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Chick, show business is not easy.
No, it's not.
I think the last one wound up on Nate Bargatze's YouTube channel, and then it went to Hulu. So I think that's the plan for these.
Is there a title?
No, I haven't come up with one, and I've heard a lot of suggestions, and most of them are terrible.
I got it. I got it right here.
What do you got?
Where the Field Corn Grows Part 2.
Yes.
I like that.
Thank
Chick.
You.
I was thinking, is there a wrestling term you could use?
Somebody, you know, the only one I heard that I kind of, somebody threw around the champ, which I kind of like.
I was thinking something technical.
It's sort of it's facetious because it's you know, I talk about losing a lot.
Full Nelson? Is that what you're going for? Something like that?
Yeah. Full Nelson's illegal in college wrestling, Christy.
Well, there you go.
I think that should be the name of yours. The Full Nelson is illegal in college wrestling, Christy.
Yeah. I like it.
I like that.
That's
one.
Still shorter than that, the coward Robert Ford, whatever. Yeah.
Shot.
How about this is from the act and it is wrestling related? Show it again. Greg Warren, show it again.
Oh, I
kind of like that.
That sounds like something a flasher would do.
Well, maybe you get a flash. Yeah.
I got it. And when you use this, I need to be thanked in the liner notes.
You bet.
Two-time state champion, Greg Warren. Yep, two-timer.
Greg, was there a particular wrestling move that was your best move?
It was named after a guy named Tim Szeski.
Oh, you're going to be serious about this. All right.
It was called the Szeski. Yeah, I don't
that'd
even know.
That'd be a really bad title for a record.
Yeah, it would be.
Call it the takedown.
That's not bad.
This is a bit of an inside joke, Greg, but how about Greg Warren, I liked the salesman better.
I don't get it.
Well, like I said, it's a bit of an inside joke.
Greatest bits.
Well, now I got to tell it, Josh. After the taping, directly after the taping, and I'm telling you guys, well, Tom saw the show. This is a good hour.
Greg, I raved about it. It was wonderful.
It laughed the whole time. Yes.
I thought it was really good. And I passed, my dad was there and he was talking to one of my friends, Matt Holland. And I'm pretty sure I overheard him say, this is fine, but I preferred the salesman.
Which was your previous show.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah, hilarious.
That is the
only dad's could do.
Exactly, and that's exactly what Greg and I said. That's a classic dad thing.
Oh my
God! It's sort of damning.
He almost got me though. Like I literally almost stopped and told and lost my mind.
Yeah, I would have lost my mind.
I was a little shaken up and a little bit, you know, I was a little bit like vulnerable at that point.
Right.
But I was like, and then I stopped and I was like, it's just dad. He doesn't, he didn't mean, and he wasn't saying it to me.
Right.
I just overheard him say it to my friend Howie. And I went over to Howie a little bit later. I go, did he just tell you? He goes, yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's damning with faint praise. But I'll tell you what was great about this new show that doesn't have a name yet. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it's not just a bunch of random jokes. It's really funny. In fact, I actually plugged it. We were interviewing Neil deGrasse Tyson yesterday, and I was doing some research on him. And he was a really good wrestler in high school.
Yeah, he wrestled at Harvard, I think.
Yeah, that's right. After that, and then, but so I mentioned your special coming up. So,
I got one of his books, man. He's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to. You guys can compare wrestling notes. But
that would be amazing.
Yeah, but there has to be some indie, because there is. Even if you know nothing about wrestling, there's a great wrestling theme in your show. It's really
good. You don't have to know anything about wrestling.
It applies to everyone's aspect of everybody's life. It's really cool. Have you prepared anything for today's show, or are we just going to talk about how great you are?
No, I did some preparation. I want to talk about the history of the sports beverage Gatorade.
Oh, okay.
And now, you know, we've got a professional athlete here that can weigh in on it, so feel free, Drew.
Did they have that in the bullpen?
Not Gatorade. If you wanted to go, they had the nice cooler Gatorade was in the dugout. In the bullpen, it was just water. They
really?
Yeah. You know, if we requested it, maybe, but we would always just bring the bottles.
You think that the Gatorade people would want, sitting right next to you guys, when they took a shot of the bullpen.
Well, they had the Gatorade cooler, but it was just water. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's even worse.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's just
they sponsor every of the main sports. MLB, NHL, NBA, and NFL.
Mm. They're all tied into Gatorade?
Yeah. They sponsor, and they are the official sponsor of every NFL team.
Wow.
Man.
Individually. Wouldn't that be great if they were like, we're going to do it again this year? Except for the Cowboys, they're just not good.
Cowboys, Jets, Giants, they're out.
Yeah, these guys are out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the story? Was it developed for some college, right?
Florida.
Yeah, 1965, Robert K. Dana Shires, they were scientists at Florida College of Medicine. The coach of the Florida Gators, Ray Graves, asked for it. He basically, they were having a lot of players down there in Florida sort of pass out from dehydration. So
the
he
heat,
asked the
heat, my God,
it.
The heat. Yeah.
It's hot down there. Yeah. It's hot down there. And, so they made up this batch. The first batch cost them like $50 to make, like the equivalent of $325 today. And, they used it in the 1967 Orange Bowl. That's, of course, when they beat Georgia Tech. Florida beat Georgia Tech. And the coach of Georgia Tech said the reason they lost is because they didn't have Gatorade.
Wow. Whoa. That's as great an endorsement as you can get.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know who the coach, the quarterback for Florida was, Chick, during that game?
Was it Spurrier?
It was Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes, Spurrier said he was indifferent. He said he wasn't sure whether it helped or not.
Hmm. But think about who the guy who came up with, you know, there's something we can do that's better than water.
That right.
Yeah, yes. Electrolytes, sure.
Yeah, that's an amazing leap, right?
Yeah, Robert Cade and Dana Shires and some other scientists who still make money.
They're making money.
University
still?
Of Florida has made $150 million from its share of Gatorade.
Wow.
Whoa.
That $12 million a year.
Man.
Well, thankfully,
you
though.
Never lose a football game.
They can't pay players in college football, though. So that money goes for books and teacher salaries.
Right, didn't our friend, our old friend, Tim Wilson, had some material about Steve Spurrier?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Steve won the Heisman Trophy when all the good black guys were in Vietnam.
Yeah. That was
Steve Spurrier. He just stands around in that lesbian golf hat. That's right. Stupid look on his face. I hate Steve Spurrier.
That's it.
Steve Spurrier won the Heisman Trophy. Yeah. When all the black guys were in Vietnam.
Yep. You got it. True enough.
Yeah, the first flavors were, Josh, what were they?
I'm going to say orange and lime.
Wasn't the green one the first
yes.
one?
Yes. Lemon lime is the green one, and orange were the first. And I got to tell you, orange is still the only good Gatorade flavor in my opinion.
Wasn't there a clear that tasted like asbestos? No, I don't know.
Oh, Chick, it's interesting. The first batch apparently tasted terrible.
No kidding.
Yeah, and Coach Graves, his wife said, why don't you put some lemon juice in there? Oh. And that's why it got that lemon lime flavor, and that's why it started to taste better.
What do you think, Josh? Do you think she ever let him forget that?
Oh, boy.
$12 million a year. Maybe I could get a new car.
I saved Gatorade for your stupid ass.
You know what? Did you know it tasted horrible until I got a hold of it?
Terrible until I walked in.
Speaking of lemon, have you ever been to lunch with Josh and when he gets a water with 17 lemons in it?
He likes his lemon. Yeah.
I do.
It's like he has a lemonade stand. A homemade lemonade stand.
You can order a lemonade. It's okay.
Sometimes they bring me an extra bowl of lemon.
That seems so fast.
Tom?
Yes.
Gatorade was first called Gator hyphen AID, not ADE.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why they changed it?
Because of lemonade?
No.
They had to have changed it because of AIDS.
Band-Aid.
What?
No, it was not because of AIDS.
Autoimmune deficiency.
That didn't come around until the late 70s.
Yeah, that was around a little later. It was because if you call something AID, you're going to have to prove... you're gonna have to clear some medical hurdles. Like you're gonna have to prove that it works.
Okay.
So they went to ADE.
Wasn't it lemonade ADE?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that makes more sense anyway.
Yeah.
What kind of moron would do dash AID?
Boy, for some reason, Greg Thomas was supposed to help. He looked so angry.
You know, this happens far too often. He gets mad at odd no reason.
At history. Yeah. Like, you can't change it.
Just wait till he titles this album Something Stupid.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. That's not bad, Greg Warren, Something Stupid.
I like that. First, maybe call him
My Dad Liked the Other One Better.
Yeah. They stole Michael Jordan from Coca-Cola, and he was their only guy. Mm. And they paid him a boatload of money. Their first female athlete was Mia Hamm. Do you guys remember the Be Like Mike commercials?
Sure. Absolutely.
Be Like Mike.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was a good song.
Sometimes I dream.
Yeah.
Oh, he is me. I is he. No, what was it, Tom?
I forget.
Who knows the first Gatorade shower?
Oh.
Gatorade shower.
Oh, this is a trick question because everybody's going to say it's Bill Parcells and the Giants, but I don't think that's right.
So it was not
Florida. You are right. You are correct.
Wow. Oh.
Nicely done.
Who got him, Chick?
Jim Burt.
Jim Burt and Harry Carson. Outstanding, man.
Wow. Yeah. For the win.
Yeah. I've been alive a long time. I've been alive a long time.
It's Stokely Van Camp bought Gatorade.
Well, and for one brief magical summer, it was Succotash Gatorade with Stokely Van Camp on board.
Yes.
It was really, really delicious.
You know, and the problem with Succotash, Chick, is that... PETA got involved because apparently in the preparation of succotash, there is some...
What? No, let him finish this. If you don't know where he's going, it's great.
I was hoping you'd finish it for me, Josh.
Apparently, yes. In the preparation, PETA would get involved because there is some... When it comes to succotash, there is a fair amount of suffering. That
worth the wait.
I
certainly,
it was because everybody hated lima beans. I don't know.
Okay, well, we're gonna have to close this up. Give us the final conclusion, Greg Warren.
Oh boy, there's so much here, man. I
we can do part two next week.
When Pepsi bought Gatorade, they had to get rid of their sports beverage because it was in a conflict. Do you know what that was?
All sport. Powerade?
Drew Storen said all sport.
Yes, Drew Storen for the win. Way to go. Boom. Nice job.
Which was great, by the way.
Well, it was.
Oh, I loved all sport.
Mm.
Had like a little carbonation to it, I believe.
Yeah, you know what's
it
good.
It did have
that.
A little carbonation. I think wasn't Shaq an all sport guy?
I mean, Shaq's an everything guy, but yeah, I think
He was their guy.
I think he was the guy. I actually looked to see if they still sold all sport the other day, and they do sell it in powder.
Oh,
which is defeats the purpose. You can't carbonate that. So,
You can just put it in a bottle of vodka though and shake it up. You've got an afternoon.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen. Und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.